Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall update. Hope you're staying cool, Mayor.
Professor, good job.
We should remind folks there are some public cooling places if they're having trouble with the heat, right?
Oh, absolutely. Kennedy Center, the libraries, indeed, they're nice and chilly.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's important, too, especially for folks who have respiratory issues when it gets this nasty out.
That's right. But it does happen every summer. It's not like it should be a surprise to everybody. You know?
It is true. Weather cooperated for the most part for all of the 4th of July festivities.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, there was some nice events. The weather was, you know, for this time of year, it was really great. You know, we did O'Hara Circle, the Adams Shore community, at 9 o'clock that morning, and they have a little bike parade with the kids. They give out scholarships and pledge allegiance to the flag, and it was just a nice ceremony. It's been going on for a long, long time, yep. The Adams Shore Community Association, good people. And then, of course, we went over to Squanum from there. Squanum had their annual parade, which is one of the oldest around, and was very well attended, some great floats, and great to see all the families involved. And then from there, we headed over to 12:30 start for a Marymount parade, another one that's been around a long time. It winds through the neighborhoods of Marymount, and another great day, a lot of families involved, and different streets do the floats, and just a great, fun family day, and glad to be around, say hello to everybody.
Yeah, it really is a little slice of old-time Americana at those neighborhood events.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well,
nothing wrong with that.
Yes, it's true. It's and new people coming to the city all the time, so it's a great way to meet your neighbors, too.
Yeah, sure.
Summertime, of course, a very busy time for all kinds of improvements, construction, road work. It's everywhere. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going well. We got some good contractors and getting a lot of work done. Al Grazioso and his team oversee the road stuff, and we got water main work going on. We got road reconstruction going on. We got National Grid work going on. The summertime is the best time to do it because there is less traffic on the roads with school out. Making progress. It's important work that's being done. It's not sexy or pretty. Everyone gets a little aggravated with it, and I get it. But necessary stuff. So then, of course, in the summertime, the schools are all the work that needs to be done that you can't do while the kids are in school. That's happening in all the buildings this summer as well. Plenty going on. The animal shelter continues to move along. I got to get up and check it out. The Furnace Brook Golf Club facilities moving along, coming along really nicely, actually. So a lot of good projects happening as we speak, Joe.
Yeah. Speaking of schools, I see that the DeChristopher Early Learning Center is now officially opened.
Now officially opened and very well received. We've had a lot of compliments from a lot of families. They're very, very happy with the facility, with all the bells and whistles that go with it for that population. So I think that's a great thing for the families.
Yeah, and I'm assuming students will be transitioning to that throughout the school year. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, that's right. I mean, you know, there's families that have kids sent out now to different facilities that are reluctant to make the change. But what you'll see now is the summer programs over from Della Chiesa will be there. September, the new school year starts, so a number of new kids will be going to that building. In each academic year going forward, you're going to see more kids because they'll opt to go right here out of the box, and they'll stay with that program until they finish. So it'll take a couple of years to ramp up, but so far it's been a home run with people. It really has.
Very good. Mayor, last time we talked about the plans out at Squaw Rock, there had been some changes, I guess, to the original plans because of cost issues. Is there any update on that?
Well, a couple of different things going on out there, Joe, to remind our listeners. One is we've engaged, as you know, with the Massachusetts Tribe, the Ponca Park Band, and we've had some great meetings with them, and we've committed to give them a building at Squaw Rock. There's three buildings out there. They're all owned by the city of Quincy, along with the Squaw Rock Park, beautiful spot. Yeah, so it's going to be a kind of a home for them for all their meetings, and cultural ceremonies and programming, etc. And then part two was to do a monument somewhere. We were looking at Squaw Rock a little bit, and the tribe has determined that monument should be to Chickatobit, who really was a big deal, big chief at time for this area. So it was an RFP that went out that had been refined. Another RFP went out, and now it's been awarded. And there'll be the artists will be meeting directly with the tribe to discuss what it ought to look like. Obviously, they have great traditions with costume, and of course, they're all on horseback back then. So they'll work with them on the actual design and the artists, and then begin the process. Now, the location of that monument, they don't know if they want a Squaw Rock or somewhere more visible in the city, maybe near the Hummock, Quincy Shore Drive, and Squanum Street, which is state land, which they'd have to go work with the state on that. But, so it's ongoing. It's good stuff, and it'll be a big part of the Quincy 400 program.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to ask about if it would be maybe started for the Quincy 400 next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
The original plan for the Three Sisters, was it?
That was unbeknownst to many involved. What they had envisioned is a monument that would be, like 75 feet high. That would be extremely, extremely expensive. It just was way out of whack on budget-wise. So went back to the drawing board, and they determined that Chickatobit should be the monument. So that's their call, and that's what we're supporting.
Sure. Speaking of monuments, we've got a couple installations coming up later this year, one in August, one in November, right?
Yes. We got August 9th, which is the dedication of the Navy Park at Marina Bay in Squantum, which will include the unveiling of the Lone Sailor statue, which will also include the honoring of a number of admirals and other Navy notables famed from Quincy. And then in November, we'll be unveiling the Veterans Day weekend on the 9th at Mount Wollaston, the monument to Desert Storm, Persian Gulf, Iraq, Afghanistan, the Global War on Terror. The last monument that was at Mount Wollaston was the Vietnam monument. So this monument will kind of obviously recognize, and we've got seven individuals who died in service during that time period. Their names will be inscribed on the monument. And all of those who served during any of those conflicts or time period will be honored, will parade into the cemetery and have a very dedicated, we'll dedicate the monument, but we'll have a very moving ceremony for that generation. And they know we're going to have General Dunford, General McConville, Admiral Kilrain, and a number of other, Lieutenant Colonel Cohane from Air Force, a number of folks that have agreed to participate. And, this was their time, and this I felt it was time that the city obviously honored these men and women who have served, but also to remember those who had passed during that time. So that will be November 9th at Mount Wollaston.
Very good. Things to mark on your calendar to be aware of for sure coming up. Sooner than that, though, this coming Saturday, actually, there's a big expo for veterans up at Pageant Field. Folks should take advantage of 10 to 3. There'll be information about veterans' benefits, health and wellness, housing information, and for first
it's
responders.
It's become an annual event.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christine Cugini and her team do a great job with that.
Absolutely. We hope the weather cooperates for that as well.
Right.
And don't forget the Quincy Recreation Department has all kinds of fun stuff for kids this summer.
They sure do. Yeah. We have that. We have the concerts, a lot happening, the amphitheater going on, so somebody's saying there's nothing to do in Quincy, they're not paying attention.
That's very true. There's always something going on.
Absolutely.
Mayor, stay cool.
You also. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.